You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
KSL News Time, 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The Ogden River has peaked and flood danger is going down even after a rainy weekend. I'm KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla.
Second, many first-time delegates say they will never return to the GOP convention in Utah. Some saying they felt threatened because of their race. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We do have slowdowns going north on I-15 in Clearfield and Roy. And if you're making your way southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County, the delays stretch from South Salt Lake into Sandy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A few rain showers dancing over the Wasatch Front with temperatures in the 60s. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 68 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Columbia University started suspending student Gaza war protesters camped out on its lawn. A deadline for ending the demonstration expired a few hours ago. Ben Chang, Vice President, Office of Public Affairs for Columbia.
We were hopeful, and we were disappointed when the student protesters could not reach consensus on the issues under discussion.
The students call the disciplinary action repulsive. They want Columbia to show it's pulling money out of investments not only directly in Israel, but in weapons manufacturers. The school released Next Steps bullet points today that include rights of everyone and hate language and violence being unacceptable. A protest camp at the University of Texas at Austin was dismantled by police today. ABC's Karen Travers at the White House.
The White House says there's been new progress in the talks to reach a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. But Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre wouldn't get into specifics or even characterize the proposal, but said the onus is on Hamas.
There is a deal on the table, and they need to take it. We believe that all efforts need to be brought to bear to convince Hamas to accept the proposal immediately.
Jean-Pierre said the president will speak with the leaders of Qatar and Egypt on this today.
Amid worry over Russian troops making some small advances in Ukraine, this visit to the capital, Kyiv.
NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg telling Ukrainians that the NATO alliance's members had failed to live up to their promises of military aid in recent months, but promising the flow of arms and ammunition would increase. Stoltenberg also met with Ukrainian President Zelensky during his surprise visit. This was his third time in Ukraine since the beginning of the war.
ABC's Inez de la Quatera. Working on studies aiming to see if bird flu is affecting beef and dairy cows, the U.S. Ag Department, which says it's confident that both are safe. You're listening to ABC News.
And now,
911, what's your emergency?
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact, he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Did you know you can get the three things you need to know delivered right to you? Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com, click on menu, and then newsletter.
Or go to the KSL News Radio app, and you click on menu, and then it's email alerts.
This is even easier. Just text the word inbox to 57500.
Get the top national and local stories with the three things you need to know newsletter.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind. Until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The In-Depth on KSL, a new study from BYU looks at the ways that students are using ChatGPT. And they don't think that the ways it's being used are cheating. Associate Professor Ryan Schetzler was one of the researchers on the project.
We found four main categories of kind of ways that they're using it.
One of the ways we called retrieval, which is basically the same way you Google search, the same way you would search for information online any other way, except instead of having to click through a bunch of web pages and find my answer on the page, figure out how this answer applies to my question, I can ask my exact question directly. ChatGPT provides a response that's tailored to exactly what my question is in whatever context that I want. There's also generation, which is basically just having ChatGPT write things for you, and that could be paragraphs, that could be multiple paragraphs, that could be a sentence. It can't quite do a full paper, at least not yet, and it could also be writing code. Another category was what we called evaluation, which is using it to assess certain things. You can ask ChatGPT to rate a paragraph or tell me if this is good or here's my code, what could I do better, and that kind of thing. And it does a good job with that. And then the last category that we found was revision, which is I've written something, I need ChatGPT to fix it. And that could be code that doesn't work and I'm not sure why, and here's the code, fix it for me. Or it could be here's a paragraph or a half a paragraph that I've got and I want ChatGPT to go through and polish up the language or make it more formal or make it less formal or whatever.
Students tell researchers using ChatGPT in these ways is not cheating.
911, emergency.
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.